It's Thursday, June 6, 2024.
We are playing Russian roulette with our planet.
May 2024 was the hottest May ever recorded, as the planet marks 12 straight months of unprecedented heat. Heat wave deaths in the U.S. hit a new record in 2023. Plus, the world's largest solar farm is now online.
Cool.
In China.
Of course. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BrandBlog.com, I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
When they say that the seas will rise over the next 400 years, 1/8 of an inch, you know. Which means basically you have a little more beachfront property, okay?
Okay, no. Actually, no. It means you have a whole lot less beachfront property, and it's not 1/8 of an inch, it's more like 1 foot. And why am I trying to reason with you? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen. Don't even get me started with that guy. I don't even know why we're bothering to play him anymore. Anyway, what do you have on today's report?
Well, first, a surge of disturbing new climate data.
Great.
May 2024 was the hottest May on record globally since record-keeping began in the 1850s. Plus, a new milestone. All of the last 12 months have been the hottest 12 months ever recorded, driven by humanity's burning of fossil fuels. That's according to Europe's climate agency, Copernicus, whose director warned that summer 2024 will likely be remembered, quote, as comparatively cold.
Oy.
A different analysis from the United Nations Weather Agency
says Copernicus has it all wrong?
No, unfortunately. They calculate that there's now an 80% chance that average global temperatures will surpass the 1.5 degrees Celsius target laid out in the landmark Paris Climate Accord in at least one of the next 5 calendar years.
That's not good.
They say massive changes to Earth's ecosystems are more likely to kick in between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius of warming.
So it's about to get a whole lot worse?
It could. A third study finds that human greenhouse gas emissions are warming the planet at a record rate, with 92% of last year's heat caused by humans, with a minor contribution from El Nino. But a bit of good news, the scientists say there is no evidence yet that global warming itself is accelerating. Scientists from World Weather Attribution and others found that over the last year, man-made climate change added, on average, 26 additional days of extreme heat around the world.
No, I think I was enjoying listening to Donald Trump a little bit more.
Then you really won't like this. Here in the U.S.,
yes.
A new AP analysis finds that in 2023, heat wave deaths set a new record. CDC data show that at least 2,300 people died from excessive heat last summer, likely an undercount. The majority of deaths were in Arizona, followed by Texas, Nevada, and Florida, all places that, in the past, used to be able to handle extreme heat.
2,300 heat deaths here in the U.S. alone over just last year.
Yes.
Wow.
In a hard-hitting speech marking World Environment Day this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres cited recent record-shattering extreme heat and flood disasters in India, Mexico, Brazil, and the U.S., and the growing global costs of climate damages, calling it, quote, the mother of all stealth taxes. Guterres warned that governments and the global business sector must slash emissions faster, by at least 9% a year, to avoid truly catastrophic consequences, saying, quote, we need an exit ramp off the highway to climate hell. Guterres called for a global ban on fossil fuel advertising, like the ban on tobacco ads, and shifting government subsidies from fossil fuels to renewable energy, and a global windfall profits tax on all fossil fuel companies.
He means business.
The battle for 1.5 degrees will be won or lost in the 2020s. Under the watch of leaders today.
Uh-oh.
It's climate crunch time. Meanwhile, the godfathers of climate chaos, the fossil fuel industry, rake in record profits, have shown relentless zeal for obstructing progress over decades. If you are not in the fast lane to clean energy transformation, you are driving your business into a dead end and taking us all with you.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, there is some progress. The world's largest solar farm came online this week in China. Truly massive, as large as New York City, built on barren desert land over an abandoned mine waste dumping site.
Wow.
China leads the world in building out solar energy. A recent UN International Energy Agency report found that last year alone, China deployed more solar capacity than the entire rest of the world combined.
Wow, as large as New York City?
Yes.
I'm still thinking about Guterres's call for that exit ramp
off the highway to climate hell.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.